Good evening. I greet you tonight in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is a beautiful Thursday. We have enjoyed the show from in the morning until now. It is in the evening. Time to meditate with myself and I, Pastor John Mamabolo. It has been a busy day today. People were going up and down. It has been busy in the studio as well. And I thank God for what God has done. I have entered into the studio tonight. Before I entered, there was a show that was happening, which was Music Heals and Talk. And I hope that you have learned a lot. Now, tonight, as we are continuing with our show that is called Time to Meditate, the time is 16 past 6. What a beautiful Thursday. You know, when we were growing up, we used to know that a Thursday, it's a day for women when they go and pray. So tonight, as we are going to meditate, every day when we start our show, we start our show with prayer. We are going to pray tonight as we are going to start our show, welcoming God to be with us tonight as we are meditating. Now, there's a song that is playing in the background. You can hear it is by Don Moon, Our Father Who Art in Heaven. This song is a song, when Don Moon was playing this song, singing the song, he was praying to God, pouring whatever that he is having to God. Now we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now it is awesome, and I believe that Heavenly Father is going to help us. Is going to be with us. Now just enjoy listening to this song. As it continues playing for a few minutes, few seconds, we will pray. Let's pray. Lady, tonight we are praying in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We invite you to be with us tonight in the studio. We can't do without you, Lord. We need your guidance. We need you, Lord, to help us tonight as we are going to meditate. I pray to each and everyone, every listener, who have just tuned in, every listener who will be tuning in, I say, Lord, bless them, be with them tonight as we will be talking under the title that talks about a soul winning. I pray that each and everyone who have just tuned in, each and everyone who will be tuning in tonight, I'm saying, Lord, bless them and be with them in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, you can say amen as I have prayed. We have asked God to do with us tonight, and the show is going to be awesome. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Continue hearing the song as we continue.
Hear our prayer. We are your children, and we've gathered here today. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry. Oh Lord, we need your mercy and we need your grace today. Hear us as we pray.
By the Grace Radio, BCCSA, Bronchitis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the Grace Radio, you decide a manana amabu utimoti amamu rata. Utwana nil nene wala, huni e dota. With Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo, 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate. With John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Weeping my last, for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, so we have prayed and we are continuing. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now, tonight, we are going to meditate on the scripture on Matthew 28, verse number 1. Now, that's the scripture that we are going to meditate. Matthew chapter number 8. Chapter number 28, verse number 1, as we will be talking about soul winning. Tonight we're talking about the soul winning, which was the mandate of God when Jesus told his disciples to, he commanded them that they should do this. Now we're going to read from the book of Matthew 28. But we're gonna look in verse number 26, number 16, the Great Commission. Now, but what we will be doing is, I am going to start from verse number 1. Now, before I do that, let me just tell you the ground rule that we have in the studio, so that you can know, so that you may not be lost. Because sometimes they say, how an emelan tos para para, then utalimala. That's what they say, how an emelan tos para para utalimala. So I don't want to ruin MLS para para. I want you to understand where we're going, so that you may not be lost. Now we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now you can interact with us on the following number. Our WhatsApp number is 083-289-4658. Let me repeat. 083-289-4658. Now our number that you can call also is the very same number, 083-289-4658 or 073-269-2731 or email address radio@bythegrace.org or Skype BTGM Radio on Skype, or you can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org, and when you are there, on the right hand side there's a chat box that is always online. You can chat to us. Now we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Now, what we are going to do as we continue, I told you that the scripture that we are going to meditate with tonight, because the name of this show is called Time to Meditate. In other words, what is happening is that's the time where we sit down, where we recall of what we have done during the day, where we tick whatever that we think we did right, where we antique what we did wrong, so that the following day it will be a beautiful day, so that when you start a second day, you will start a second day with joy. And that is what it's happening as we are continuing to meditate. And I believe that your life will never be the same again. Now, as I have laid the rule, as I have told you what is going to happen, it's going to be awesome. I will have a people who will be joining me tonight, as we'll be talking about a soul winning, which is the Great Commission on the book of Matthew chapter 28. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome and very good. Now, I'm going to play the song by Kirk Friendly. When this song playing, I want you to prepare your heart that saying, my life is in your hand. The song just says, my life is in your hand. Now, after we have done that, then we are going to continue, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to start reading, and we will continue. You're going to learn a lot of things, and I believe that your life will never be the same again. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Now, glorious God, after this song, we will go to Kirk Friendly. Enjoy the song. Oh,
matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is in His hands.
Take out my way.
Oh, hallelujah.
My life is in your hands.
Okay, currently he's saying, my life is in your hand. Now tonight I want to say to you that your life is in God's hand. It's not in somebody's hand. Your life is in God's hand. What you need to do is to trust in Him and to believe in Him. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. We are already having 34 minutes, which is 6:34. 26 minutes to 7 as we continue. Time to meditate. Now we're going to read our scripture reading. We're going to read from the book of Matthew 28, verse number 1. Then we'll jump, we'll go to 11, and then until verse number 20. That is scripture that we are talking about tonight, as we're talking about under the title saying soul winning. Now that is what we are talking about tonight, and I believe that it's gonna be awesome. I believe that it's gonna be awesome, and it's gonna be good as we are continuing, as we're talking about the importance of soul winning. That's what we are talking about in the book of Matthew, chapter number 28. Is gonna be awesome and is gonna be lit. I have someone tonight in the studio. I want him to do me to welcome us with something like a joke or something, and then so that you can feel comfortable and you can be well if you are stressed, so that the stress can leave you. I know that as I speak now, you may be driving, you may be in N1, you may be in N14, you may be in N7, you may be in R81, you may be in a different road, maybe you are in Pretoria, maybe you are in Limpopo, maybe you are in Durban, maybe you are in Eastern Cape, maybe you are in Swaziland, maybe you are in Sweden, wherever that you are listening to by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now it's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be lit. Now I'm having Kokecho. I want Kokecho to do his magic before we are continuing. Kokecho, I want you to do your magic, but before you do that, let's just do the song that One Thing I Desire For.
One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that one thing will I seek for, that I may dwell. In his house and inquire in his temple and behold the beauty of my beautiful Savior. Goes like this. David said this. One thing that I desire from the Lord, oh my, that one will I seek for, that I may dwell within his house and inquire in his temple and behold the beauty of the Lord. I'm not worried and I'm not dismayed. I never will run away. Come at me, they're gonna fall. For your power will conquer all.
just one place I want to be, Lord God. That place is one thing that I desire from the Lord. Yes, that one thing will I seek for, that I may dwell within his house and inquire in his temple and behold the beauty of the Lord. So beautiful, yeah. I don't worry and I'm not dismayed. Never will run away, no. I won't fear my enemies, no. Oh no, no. But when they come with me, they're gonna fall. Yes, sir. Your power will conquer all. There's just one thing I want to see. Help us, say, help us, say,
oh. One thing that I desire from the Lord. Oh, Lord. That one thing will I sing for.
That I may dwell within his house and inquire in his temple and behold. So beautiful, what a love, loving God.
Say,
eyes of compassion, arms of love. So beautiful, beautiful. Lord Jesus, ruler of creation, thou art God and thou art man, so beautiful,
so beautiful.
Thee will I cherish, thee will I honor, Lord. You're my soul's glory, joy, and crown, oh my God.
So beautiful,
beautiful Savior, beautiful Savior, God of all creation. How I love and adore you for your beautiful beyond all description. Say, oh,
oh,
oh, beautiful, beautiful, oh, very beautiful, oh, yes, you are, yes, you are.
Time to meditate, John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. by the grace.
Yeah, so I told you I want to give Kokejo to tell us something. Then after that, we are continuing as it's time to meditate. Our scripture reading is in the book of Matthew chapter 28. We're going to start from verse 1. It's going to be awesome. What a beautiful Thursday. Jajila mirapelo. You know, bona le the gogos ba le rong o tsela ba tsiri ba sa gone utsa ma ba tsa ma ka dipatla. And then bantse ba bua ba ya mirapelo. Ba re ngwana ngwanaka. When I used to grow, I used to see those magogos by Rabealo. And what a beautiful day it is day. I hope that if you are a mother, if you are a woman, you manage to go to church and pray. You manage to meet with some other women, some other women wherever that they should be, some other mothers. So we thank you if you have done that. We are continuing to meditate. It is awesome. It's going to be awesome. Now, Gogojo, over to you, sir.
Yeah, 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 yeah. By the grace, radio. Erikina bengiche na kama kile tamise kile dumedi se this KK favor mkansi from all the way from Matipa Bolobero, but now in Polokwane our enable maraki mo studio sa mamu rocha Africa boroga bapara by the grace radio ya kona kana leskar bala batile chi ami gospel comedian ya murudi mamu bolo reselmo
yes sir
kinya ka wa baguru gilibisi je molera Kwasa batereje ke gule before mabolo ber bathoma mo ber bathoma mamabolo this time to meditate now is 16 past 6 kar mara munno botse o tsene sekolo se feni mara botse okay mamabolo erengile bo jenise na bore na le makadi ke makadi 16 past 6 ke ni kwasa na re tsara no 16 past 6 akira tsara bo rena ke bona ba bana wa days muruti
okay
ke mbakala so enebele ka mkhono alko ije wa ifangwana wa okay what time is it that 3 past 2 but enebele mutile jo ka ije wa ifa mama bulu to ta ki 3 o ka ba wa ikuba tsela ka manu muruti o ka ba wa ikuba a botsi ya akatsola ku okay but ari english rel another joke rile re sele kwa sekolong kwa mrakwa le skala bala ba theleji ka mengwa ki nna yo muholo ki nna yo muholo nyana ya Rile re sele go sekolong wena le monna yo mongwe ya wena le monna yo mongwe ke na le yena ka mo studio ya the one who's your presenter Pastor John Mamabolo pele Pastor John Mamabolo ba le mo sekolong ibe motho yo lono sente a botse sekolong a chawa chawa sekolo botse a bele ra no da bele a ka go ba ka bo su weather motive na ba ka re weather e tla ba e le itonya a Mamabolo high school na re bule be ina okay a bele ra itwele bele mama bolo ja jila a ita sekoloni a kire lo re u diwa tapelo la ba bitse re ke the lord's prayer ila our father who art in heaven bele ba re dira ka soto okay ba re le ka one by one a wa tsoma se sengwe sa fihla sir tato sho mo limone le la ba re ka tle ka tle buda next a wa domo tato sho mo limone ba re Arlina love, Alahet, Abut. Okay, it's fine. Ah, oh, what a Pastor John Mama Bolo Batu. Bella Pastor John Mama Bolo wa fitali anago. But are next Tom. Let's call about Pastor John Mama Bolo at this colony. Come go with Pastor John. Tata show more moon. But yes. Lina Lawe, Ki Albert. Marawanda, Pastor John, what's going on? La bona ba tshe ngana to advisor or no? Are you in sekoloni ka moka? I'm a gospel comedian. Ke sa continue le lena. Let's go ba re tata o shuma holdimon. Lina Lawe, Ki Albert. Lina Lawe, Alegetwe. Aw.
All right. Yeah. Thank you Gogojo. So we are at the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. And the time is 6:47. We are reading now Matthew chapter 28. We start from verse number 1. It is awesome. It's gonna be awesome in the studio. Now we're gonna read. So I'm gonna read in English Revised Version. And after that, I will read in the Message. And then as we continue, so it read as follows: The day after the Sabbath day was the first day of the week. That day at dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other women named Mary went to look at the tomb. Now, let me repeat what it said. The day after the Sabbath day was the first day of the week. That day at dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other women named Mary went to look at the tomb. That was in English Revised Version. Now, you will hear what English. Contemporary English Version, it say, it read as follows. It's saying, the Sabbath was over and it was almost daybreak on Sunday when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. Okay? The Sabbath was over. As the first day of the week was drawing. The Sabbath was over and it was almost daybreak on Sunday when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. Alright, now let's read in a good news. It's saying, after the Sabbath, a Sunday morning was drawing. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Now, the Bible tells us that it was after the Sabbath. There is a church that is called Sabbath. Seven Sabbath Church. I don't know if Kogojo knows the church. Do you know the church called Sabbath Church?
No, 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 no.
You never heard of the church called Sabbath?
I ever heard, but I'm not sure.
Okay, you're not sure. You heard of it, but you're not sure.
Yeah. No, kwa Sabbath, Sabbath. What's going on kwa Sabbath? Yumulumwana idea kayon.
Okay, nobody's giving an idea, but you heard of Sabbath, but you're not sure.
Yeah, the word Sabbath.
No, no, no. There is a church that is called Sabbath.
Okay, definitely not.
Now, I'm going to explain what is that do. What do they mean? Mm. They only go to church on Saturday, which is Sabbath.
Okay.
The church that goes, I think, in Limpopo, in Muluweru, is there. It's called Seven Baptist Church. They fellowship in Sabbath.
Okay, yeah, I get you now. I get you.
That is a church.
Okay.
Now, they took this from where we are reading. When the Bible say that it was on Sabbath. Ne?
Mm.
And the day break for Sunday, meaning it was Sunday.
Mm.
Alright? Let's say it was 11:59 p.m.
Yeah.
Alright? 11:59 p.m. Because after 11:59, it is 0:00 a.m., yeah, which is in the morning. Now, the Bible tells us that it was for break, like it was going to be Sunday in the morning. Alright? It was going to be Sunday in the morning. Let me repeat what it said. It said, the day after the Sabbath day. The day after the Sabbath, meaning the day after Saturday.
Yeah.
Which is Sunday.
Which is Sunday.
Yeah. Now, Mary and the other Mary. Mary and the other Mary.
Yeah.
Meaning Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the other Mary. They went to a tombstone to see what? They went to the graveyard to see the tombstone. Now, that is why, Kogejo, if you know, during Sunday or during the time of Good Friday, I don't know you because we're now a Molo Wanyanamu. But now, during those times, even now, I think it's still happening where on a certain day, maybe on Sunday, during Good Friday, the family goes to go to the to clean at the graveyard.
Yeah. Still existing that day.
Still existing.
Yeah.
Now, these two women, which is Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, they went there to do the same thing. Because Jesus died on Friday. It was Friday. That is why we have Good Friday. Okay?
Okay.
But now, remember in our calendar, in South African calendar, or let's say, not South African calendar, but the calendar as a whole, in the whole world. They can say, Good Friday is in March. Okay? Sometimes Good Friday can be in April. Which is started now, but during all that time when we were growing up, Good Friday was always in April. During those times. So, we remember we have Ma 2000. You know Ma 2000?
2000.
We have Ma 2000. People who were born in 2000.
In 2000, yeah.
Now, they don't know what I'm talking about. Because during our times, there was what we call that Good Friday. It was done only in April. Now, until they have changed it and they made it to fit the standard of the country or the standard of the world. Now, if this year is in April, next year it should be in March. We call it Good Friday. But the thing is now, let's say you, Kokejo, as you were born on the 19th of September.
September.
Ne? Which was, I don't know, that year, when was the, if it was Monday or Tuesday, I'm not sure.
It was Saturday.
It was Saturday?
Saturday, yeah.
Oh, you have already checked it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Now today it is it. Yesterday it was
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right. But now the date is not changing. The only thing that the date is not changing.
Yeah.
The only thing that is changing is days.
Days.
I don't know. If
I get you. I get you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, your day is 19.
Mm.
And your month is September.
It's September.
But the only thing that is changing is the days.
Days. Yeah.
The date doesn't change.
Yeah.
The date it remains the same. Yeah. But the days are changing. Next year is gonna be on Thursday.
Mm.
Alright?
Yeah, yeah.
The other year is gonna be Friday, the other year is gonna be Saturday. Now, this is what happened to Jesus Christ. He died on Friday. He died on Friday. Good Friday. We are not sure if Good Friday was in March. I'm saying when, we are not sure.
Yeah, we're not sure.
But when we were growing up, we knew that it was in April. But now they are changing it. But what we know of is he died on Good Friday.
Mm.
We don't know if was the 27 or was what, but what we know is he died on
April.
Mm. Right. Now, the Bible says these two women, they decided to go and clean at the graveyard.
Mm.
They went to the graveyard. Their main motive was to see the stone. Because they wanted to see. You know, Gogejo, if you love someone, the person that you love die. It's not going to be easy for you to believe that that person is no longer in the world.
It's gone.
It's like when you receive the phone call and they say to you that so-and-so died and you were close with that person.
Mm.
You know, it's not going to be easy for you to accept.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes it's going to take time until you accept. Now, even after the funeral, when they're done, you can go to the graveyard to see, really, is that true or maybe I'm dreaming. Now, this is what happened to these women that we are reading about. That's the verse that we are meditating with, that they decided to go to the graveyard. Okay, but the problem that we are having nowadays, Kokejo, is when people are going to the graveyard, they are going there to bow down to the dead people.
Mm.
Okay, they go there, they go there. But what we need to do is, if somebody has died. I mean, if I fail to assist you when I was still alive, how will I help you when I'm dead? If I'm still alive, I'm failing to help you.
To help me, to give me a job.
I'm failing to give you a job. But the day when I die, you come there and bow in a graveyard that I should give you the job. But I failed to give you a job while I was still alive.
Mm.
So, that is what is currently happening in this world. That we end up being bound down to people who are dead.
Mm.
And whereas we should know that if somebody died, he died.
Mm.
So I mustn't go there and bow down to the person. Ne?
Mm.
I mustn't go there and say whatever that I want to say. Because while he was still alive, I never had a chance to give me the job. I never had a chance to ask whatever that I wanted that he gave me. Now, if somebody failed to give you something as he's still alive, it's not gonna work for you because I'm no longer there. I'm no longer with you. I'm no longer existing. Now, we Kukajo, like in Good Fridays. When it's Saturday, Sunday, everybody is going to the graveyard. You know why? They are trying to copycat what these women did. They took it from there. That the women went on a Good Friday, on Sunday, they went to the graveyard to see their loved one.
Mm.
Now, as we go further, I'm not gonna talk much about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, what happened. But I wanted to read verse number 1 so that you can understand where we are going as a listener, so that you, even if we namela stuff, as I told you that we're not about to namela stuff.
Have you something stuff? Yeah, I ever tried before Gomrao.
Okay, what happened?
You lose balance wa hova lanje because it was not the right time.
Yeah, now that's why I'm saying I don't want our listener to panamela and to stuff. That's why I wanted you to understand where we're going. Now we're meditating in the book of Matthew chapter 28. We read verse number 1 where we are told that it was the day after the Sabbath, which was the first day of the week, which is Sunday, when Mary Magdalene and Mary, they went to top stone just to look at the tomb. They went there in the graveyard just to look at the tomb. As I told you that when you love someone, even if somebody is dead because you are loving the person, you will just go and just to see the tombstone.
Okay, what's it Muruti Mbucheni Mantuya or Mbuchenimu? What's it Lenala Traya Weori? To go there is not a sin. To go there is not a problem. The problem is what the people are doing.
Alright. You know, Gogaj, it for a person to go to a graveyard to clean, that's not wrong. But the wrong comes when you go there, you're trying to bow down to anything. You go there and try to bow down. That is where the wrong comes.
Okay.
So now I want to give you just that I never had time to because since my father passed away, we did a tombstone. And then that is something that a stone that we, when we go there, we just read so that our grandchildren, they will know where was there, you understand, where
yeah,
the what
yeah,
happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but the thing is now, the problem with people, when we go there, people, they start bowing down. That is where the problem is.
Okay.
All right? That is where the problem comes. Okay? But, I've got a problem that when somebody was still alive, you never had a chance to respect him. You never had a chance to do 1, 2, 3, 4. But when he is dead, he's no more. You go there and clean. Why? Why are you doing that? Understand? Why will you do that? Because when he was still alive, you never had a chance to even to clean where he's staying, even to take care of him. But when he's dead, that's what people we are doing. You know, when you're still alive, people, they don't care about you. Some of them, they don't care about you. Like for you, Onamela Bargain. Lamborghini, you know Lamborghini.
Lamborghini, yeah.
It's tough for you even to enamel. Even the Corolla Conquest is tough for you to enamel. But when you die, we bring the Lamborghinis, we bring the
limousine hire.
Yeah, those cars, you know, those big cars. What is that gonna do? Because if I'm died, I died, and if you can even bury me with the casket, if I died without knowing Christ, I'm going to hell.
Yeah.
It's not going to change. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I die. You can call a big pastor, comes wearing a coral and a burabura, and saying that. I mean, if you died without knowing Christ, I mean, there's nowhere that you're going. All right. To our listener, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now we're still continuing. So let's just go to the break. And then we'll come back so we can drink some water. And then we'll come back.
Morna di Teto, di Autswanele. By the Grace Ministry, Soul Winning Campaign. Go and tell him. People of Lenasia in Gauteng, Tembalite, Taxi Rank, we are coming for you for soul winning on the 21st of September to 23rd of September 2018. Whatever it takes for a soul, searching for a soul, go and tell John that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard at least, the deep here. We are coming there in Lenasia to tell you that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard are clean, the deep here, only by the name of Jesus.
There is no one who can heal you. It is only Jesus, just for a soul. Join us there. Join us there, together with By the Grace Band, together with By the Grace Worship Team, and our upcoming guest artist, Silaelo, will be joining us. It's gonna be awesome. And By the Grace Radio, it will be with us there. They will be broadcasting the service live from there. You are welcome to join us for soul winning. The number that you can call is 083-800-9814. We will see you there. It's gonna be awesome. Stay blessed. Bye-bye.
James is saying things are turning around. Things are turning around in your life. As we are continue to meditate, we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Things are turning around. Things are turning around. Turning around. My man, don't. Things are not well, but let me tell you, things are turning around in your life. Things are turning around. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. I am Pastor John Mamabolo, doing the show Time to Meditate. It is awesome. It is awesome. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. You can interact with us in the number 03-289-4652. So and then we thank God. It is awesome and it is very good. And we believe that your life will never be the same again. And we continue to meditate as we're talking about soul winning. Soul winning, so that you can know how important is soul winning in a congregation. How is the importance of soul winning in our life, as it was a mandate from heaven. Now it is awesome. Just keep on enjoying the show, the song. I was just reminding you that we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. It is awesome. It is awesome. We meditating.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're saying Sayendla Masingitla. I have Kokecho Mutsonga Mampela.
Yeah.
Baring Bari Sayendla Masingitla.
Sayendla Masingi.
You know, the problem of not understanding things, Kokecho, is tough. Because sometimes you will say they say something else, whereas they say Sayendla Masingitla.
Yeah.
So it is a problem not to understand. You know, Kokecho, people, they sometimes sing the song that they don't understand. We end up being saying wrong words because we don't understand the song. And that's why I'm asking you, Gore, bar masingitas, masingita, yashik, yaikwe, something. What is it?
Bar shayendla masingita, na wena sitakuendlela masingita lam.
Okay, yeah. Na wena sitakuendlela.
Yeah, sitakuendlela na wena.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, about the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. We are continuing. We read in the book of Matthew chapter 28, verse 1. Now, we are jumping. We are going to verse number 11. Now, as I told you, we were talking about, I've explained that the reason why these two women, they went to a graveyard just to see the tombstone. Just to see the storms of Jesus. The way they were loving Jesus. You know, if somebody loves you, they will even do whatever that they will do. But what I want to say to everybody who's listening, when you love a person, don't wait for them before they die. Because when he is still alive, make sure that you do whatever that you'll be proud. If you need to take him to Deben while he's still alive. Because when he died, you're gonna die and you're gonna take money, you're gonna bury him with something. Let's just do this as we are continuing.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates.
Yeah, so we are back. We're saying let it rain. As I was explaining to you that if you have loved ones, if you still have your mother, please make sure that you spoil your mother as she's still alive. Because when she's no more, I have realized that we sometimes spend a lot of money with somebody who died. But when the person was alive, we never did something for them. Now we should do everything while they still have Kokecho. Do something when somebody... Don't wait for the person to die. It's like you're going to show the person the last respect. But when he was still alive, you were calling him a boy. You and I'm fun. Fun. I get a mood. Mara Mara is your father. You say, you and I'm fun.
Hey.
How many people that you know when they speak to their father, they don't respect their father?
Yeah, let's have a liberty by the grace. I didn't give you any your this thing... What's it, Murut Arivian can Katsalore? Logedia nowadays.
Okay?
Logedia nowadays. Hallo Vogasva, which I'm to Muluarwena. Hallo Vogasvarin. All due respect, everything we did like I respect. So I think Logeta Sonaja never a jail de Bolano, Jejao respect Tamutrasa Pelain. Logeta Logenevel. Halago Bolin, a little one and Logesu. It's just that watwa level ona ya mabiteni ona level gruti ona rjwa ona na kwata vinyele.
You know Kokecho, na as you say ngori kintre jakhale during my time, my time meaning 1980 something there. during that time when we were seeing the hash, you know the hash,
yeah,
we were running away. We were told that no, we can't see even the hash.
And you can't point it with a finger.
Yeah. But nowadays, banyani, they know. They're no longer afraid of somebody who died. So that time, it was tough for you to see somebody who passed away. So it was going to be a torture.
But okay, can I ask you this question? Okay. Do you blame these kids of nowadays?
No, I'm not blaming the kids. Things are changing.
Yeah.
Now things are changing. So like things are no longer the same of during those times.
Mm.
Now you know. Now there is a phones. There is everything.
Yeah,
there's nothing that they
don't
know.
Yeah.
And now it becomes a problem.
Mm.
You know it in a way that. I mean, they know everything.
They know everything.
The TV has corrupted our generation.
Mm.
They know whatever that is happening. They know.
Mm.
There's nothing. They know sex as well. There's nothing that they didn't know.
Eish.
Understand? They know everything. You understand? So that's why I'm saying they somehow. We know that. These changes, but now these changes it causes problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's continue. We are continuing. We go to verse number 11. It says, the women went to tell the followers at the same time. Some of the soldiers who were guarding the tombs went into the city. They went to tell the leading priest everything that happened. Then the priest met with the older Jewish leader and made a plan. They paid the soldier a lot of money. Now, if you can start from verse number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, until, because now I just read 11, where it tells us that the women, they went and told the followers of Jesus of what they saw. Because there was a message that said that he is risen. He does not belong in a place of death. You know, we are praying to the God who is alive. Because I somehow have a problem, Kekojo. When people, they pray to the animal, people they pray to they even give the animal a name.
Mm.
That your name, you are a Matumi, and when you go in the morning, when you go to work, you first go and bow down to the that animal, saying to the animal, now I go to work.
Mm.
When they have what we call when they have what we call the mipaso, they give you they're saying that to that animal, or we are coming, right? So that's why I'm saying it's a problem, ne? It's a problem where people nowadays they bow down to the animal. Mm. They bow down to I mean, you know, they, you find that gipudi, you know, pudi,
goat
in a little tail.
Eish.
And then it they give by far you are lapeli and wapeli before when you can eat. Eish. Before you can drink.
Mara mrudi nto yo maga jale nto ngusha botlogo. This person is a professional. But so what's going on more with?
So you know, Kukejo, the devil, when he blind somebody's mind, he make you to lose a respect. Because in the beginning, when God created a human being, he gave a human being authority. That you should take care of the animals. He gave a person to have dominion of all the animals. But when the devil came, the devil changed things so that people, they can now, with the animals are having a dominion over us.
Eish.
That is where the problem comes. That is why I'm saying we are praying God who is alive. Because the Bible says when these two women, they saw what happened. When the angel told them that He has risen. He is no more in the graveyard. Ne? He is no more in the graveyard. He is risen. Kama zimangoro ofenje libitla. So rapala mudimu yu ofenje libitla kugejo.
Yeah.
So I heard a story, but I just want to say it. I heard ore. Only short left pass right. I don't know you know it, but there is.
I knew that.
Okay. So what they are saying? They saying that the other day their leader. That's what I heard. I don't know, but that's what I heard. Short left pass right. Their leader one day. They said, okay, we want to, so that people, they can believe us. We're going to dig a hole. We're going to buy the coffin. Me?
Yeah.
And then we're going to put the person in the coffin. We're going to put the pipe for the air to come in and out. We close that. And then on the third day, the person is going to push the, it's gonna rise and push the coffin and come out. Now they say there is this thing called kolobe. They say that's why wana they don't eat kolobe. I don't know, I'm just saying, I don't know the reason why they don't eat kolobe, because the pig went there and closed that for the air. That's why they don't eat kolobe. That's what I heard. I'm not sure. But I just heard.
Golobe eta nchaba tumuri plenini. But challenge our Zaria meditator. Kamu studio sa mamu racha. Africa buro kama para. This by the grace radio.
Yeah, so we continuing. Then I was just explaining you that after that the soldiers, they decided the priest and the leader decided to buy the soldiers so that people, they will not believe that Jesus is risen. Then they made a stories that we will tell people that we were sleeping. His disciples came and steal him. Until they didn't know or offended a bit. You know, Gogajo, there is no one who defeated death until Jesus.
No one.
You know, even Shembe. He never defeated death. Ushwile. Shembe. Right? Even Muhammad Ali. Ushwile. Even Mudisa Ushwile. I mean, they all die. And Abatsuwe. Mara Jesu.
Yeah.
Ufenjelibit.
Uzui.
Okay. Now, let's just do this as we are continuing. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. I am with Koke Jos. We continue to meditate. It's awesome. Let's just say,
time to meditate with John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. by the grace of Jehovah.
Let's say Wadira.
Hey!
That is Lucas Maloma, are Wadira Mitlolo. Wadira Mitlolo, Lucas Maloma. Now we continue to meditate. We are by the Grace Radio station that brings up the soul of the people. Now remember, I was telling you, I was saying to you that they decided to rekamashole, or they should confirm or is not rising. Is stolen. Now that is what happened. All right. Yeah, we. Lucas Maloma was saying Wadira, and then we continue to meditate. Now it is awesome, it is good. I am with Kokejo, we are continuing to meditate. We are now reading, continuing reading. We go into verse number 16. Verse number 16, that's where we're going. We're heading to verse number 16, Kogajo. We're going to read verse number 16. And I will read it. Now, it's saying, the Great Commission. That is the heading for it. The Great Commission. Now, I'm going to read. The 11 followers went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus told them to go. The 11 followers went to a mountain of Galilee where Jesus told them to go. Now, Kogajo, read it in speedy.
I don't see the verse here.
28:16. Kogajo. Matthew 28:16. Now, let me repeat it. It's saying, then 11 followers went to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus told them to go.
Hallelujah. Okay. Na kibone botsi ya let verse 16 verse 16 read as follows barutwa ba ile ba le someti ba ya Galilea tabeng ye la Jesu a be ho a balaeji ho hore ba ye ho yona.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
now only verse 16.
Okay,
now the Bible tells us after Jesus was rising, he told his disciples, remember they were 12 in number, but Judas Iscariot is the one who betrayed Jesus. Now in life there are people who will betray you. I mean there is there, people there who will betray you, who will, barring, batlau, you know, batlau, like, yeah, who will betray you when you're thinking or these people van rat?
So
when you will think or these people, they love me. You trust them. And Hanti, on the other hand, they eat food. And that is what happened to Jesus. Bibeliri, even though Jesus knew or Judas is the one who's going to betray him, but the Bible says Jesus didn't say anything. He knew that Jesus is going to hand him to the soldiers. And he knew that was thing that was supposed to happen. Because if Judas did not do that, Jesus was not going to go to the cross. But he went to the cross because Judas did what he was supposed to do. Now, there were 12 in numbers. Now, where we read in the Bible tells us that they were 11 now, when Jesus told them to go to the mountain of Galilee. That's what we are going to learn, what they were doing there. He told them that they should go to a mountain of Galilee, 11 of them. They went there because Jesus told them that, I want you to come there, meaning he was going to meet with them there. He was gonna meet with them there. That is what happened when, like, somebody will tell you that I'm gonna meet you. Like, you know, nowadays, Bashima and Elevastan, they text each other, Barry, let's meet you, go. In a mall or somewhere.
Parking.
Or will even tell the parents that I'm going to the shop. To you know, you come with the excuses. You don't tell them. You can't tell them that you are going to see a girlfriend. You will tell them that I'm going to the park just to relax. Now, but here we are just told that Jesus said to his disciples that they should come to the Galilee mountain. The Bible says they were 11 in number, and then they went there to meet with
with Jesus. Because now, when you go to Matthew 26:32, it said, "But after I'm killed, I will rise from the death, then I will go in Galilee, I will be there before you go there." Understand? Now, in Matthew, Jesus, he was foreseeing what was going to happen. He knew what's going to happen with him. He told them that, "After I'm killed, I will rise up and I will go to Galilee." That is where he said, "I will go there before you even go there." Jesus went to Galilee first, in the mountain of Galilee, before the disciples were there. He told them that we will meet there. Alright? Now, we go to number 27. Number 27 is said, "On the mountain, the followers saw Jesus. They worshipped him, but some of the followers did not believe that it was really Jesus." Now, there are people whom they will not believe whom you are. Alright? There are people whom you can think that you've been traveling with them for many years, thinking that they know you. Thinking that these people, they know me in and out. But only to find out that they don't know you in and out. Now, what we're going to do is we are going to take a break. And we will come back in a few minutes. And yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Jehovah.
Time to meditate. Mamabolo. 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace of Jesus.
By the grace radio na bila rujula bili kayo na zila yewe this time to meditate ya liye na John Mamabolo wana muwe wulela liye na yoke na came kansi ya kisa tama kinosi ya peki tama liye na sister mercy lewe ya kilo ya uchula pili liye na ro pusha show ye kazila ayere rujula bire remeditate kayo na zila ye mercy. O ka dumedisa batho eleje.
A ke le dumedisa botle mo mahaeng. I'm back and then today we are now meditating. It is time to meditate, so we are going to be together. We are doing the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the book of Matthew 28. So I'm here with Kokecho and he's going to update me on what was going on.
Yeah, ka ye ba theology ne le sa re theology re meditate re sa bua ka ba rutwa ba Jesu ore sister Messi ne re sa le busy re re bua le ka yona this thing ya ore motho e ya hlokofetse is more when out tomano ya go le biteng la hao ya o bawa down ona o rutshela le fola o pela mereko but motho yo o feite o ga o fa mereko a sa pela sesi Messi o paletse go fa mmereko a sa phela a thokofetse ke mokwa kwana o ya kwa lebiteng lao o pela mmereko o bia di-2 rand na re re lethoka di-2 rand jela ya so re re se re sa tswela pele ka yona tsela ya ye ore re bontšhana ka yona ka he basadi ba babedi ba ile ba tsamaya ba ya lebiteng la Jesu ka after sabata ba feta lebiteng la Jesu ba kry-a lefika lephukolositswe Jesu a seyo batheology aaka followana botse taba yewe ya gore ba kry-e Jesu a seyo Jesu lefika lephukolositswe a se mang le mang yo re kareno o tsositswe bagoni Jesu in the formal way I can say Jesu is extraordinary. Is extraordinary. So enebele ke ke sa batla o ka re system se ba ka re tswara mo ra re ba le ona re sa fitile bele system se re ba le verse 16 Matthew 28 verse 16 ya re be re meditate re sa tsori tsena John Mamabolo ya ba sa ile mavenkeleni ba sa ile re ka metsi a re tsheleng pele ka ona tsela ye se system se ba sa ile ya re balela yona verse 16
yona e bala ka tsela ye ba rutiwa ba le some le o tee ba ya Galilea thabeng yela Jesu a beo a ba laetse gore ba ye go yona he ba mmona ba mo khunamela le ge ba bangwe ba bona ba be ba belaela Jesu a ba tsamela a re go bona ke filwe maatla o hlele go dimong le lefaseng ka go ya ka gona e yang go ba ditšhaba tsotlhe le ba dire ba rutiwa baka le ba kolobetse ka lena la tatse le la morwa le la moyo mokgethwa le ba rutse go phetha jotlhe tse ke le laetsa o tsona tsebang gore ke tla ba le lena ka mehla go fihla ka mohla le fase le fela
Yeah, barina bile rochela bile re tuile barini beto re beto watuni mi wo madi babi afatwa ya sister Messi yeri avulela verse ke show ya ruwaye kwa ba tshe ba itile djije botse Jesu mo o thraya o re bontsha or nkelebe batho ba o kwa nkelebe batho ba tsebe Jesu se aulela no sona nke o sidire sesi Messi o ka rthalose o ka thalose ba tshe uri o kushisha ene ka kataba ye re se re sa meditator kayo na tsela ye ba servas ba sa re sa tshwenya ke tsadi network ya araba ba araba lukise re ba lukise ya ya Yeah, but you're just by the grace and a better chula pillar. This KK Mukansi, yeah. Get some my sister Messi, got more studios, some mom Raja, Africa, but rock up a power by the grace, right? You got a more mid rent, exception two. Oh, Lata. Okay, but you're just gonna research your appeal, gonna tell you, sister Messi, Arle Bele Labot, Uguam Raukwa, but to Val and Navina Lutompo, Ubat, Agir. Batho ba le ne ba ina le hlompo ba are ke botse are ke re bana bana ne ba thompa batho ba baholo ba dira ditelo tsa batho ba baholo ba dira ditelo tsa batho ba baholo so o ka skre ngwana I most certain maybe a wana le moshimanyo re ngwana nyana a wana le moshimangi belo ka child dia nowadays sister face yeah so ga mko ba tshe ke try o bontsha taba ya hore this thing ya wana ya basimanye le banyana ba re bantshana di out ba di yana ini a ibonchi o buka thompa o thompa batho ba baholo so sister Mezi, what do you understand about that ya o thompa batho ba baholo we compare le ya batho ba le ba peleni le ba nowadays
iri ke lebuwe for that question but I believe respect is earned. So if you are an older person and when you don't respect children, don't expect them to respect you. So I'm going to go back to the Bible. Ne?
Mm.
Verse 19. It's talking about soul winning.
Mm.
So it is important to win souls for the kingdom of heaven. And then once you win those souls, don't just leave them like that. You must baptize them so that they are known, their names are written in the book of life. So Ereba kolobetsa ga maina a bokoketso ba fitilo mo lefasting. Ereba kolobetsa ga lina la ntate le la morwa le la moyo halelao, because that is, those are the only names ye loro re tsheba mo jona. We don't believe in ancestors, we don't believe in those things. Tsa o khopela batho ba fitilo mo lefasting dimpo and all of that. So, and then we must also teach them to obey God, because that is one of the Ten Commandments, to obey God at all times, because He is the only God after all. So we are just going to go to the break. We are going to play and then a song by Jimmy D, Psalmist. It says, Mighty Man of War. So we are just going to play that song as we go to the break.
Yeah, by the grace of God, you're not going to be able to go to life.
Elijah Oyelande. Glorious God. That's a song that is playing as we keep meditating. The time is 8:02. What a beautiful Thursday, as we are talking about the Great Commission, which is soul winning. It is awesome. Just enjoy the song. I'm making you to feel hot as we continue to meditate. Before your throne, and we worship you, Lord. I bow before your throne. That is what the Elijah Oyelande song by Ayanda Oyelande. As we are meditating, it is awesome. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You can interact with us on the number 083-289-4658. 083-289-4658. The Skype number is BTGM Radio. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can chat to us on www.radio.bythegrace.org. On the right hand side, there is the chat line there. You can chat to us. It is awesome as we meditate, talking about the Great Commission, which is soul winning. We read in the book of Matthew, chapter 28. We read verse 1. We jumped. We read 11. And then we went to 15. We read 16. I'm going to repeat verse 16 so that you can understand. Whoever we have just tuned in now, I want to make you to understand where we're going. Let me read it. It's saying, the 11 followers went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus told them to go. Now remember, Jesus told his disciples after he has been risen from the death. He told his disciples that they should meet at the mountain Galilee. That is where he told them, because he said this before. Because when you read in the book of when you read Matthew chapter 26, verse 2, it's saying, but after I am killed, I will rise from the dead, then I will go into Galilee mountain, and I will be there before you go there. He told them before that he will die, and he will rise again, and then he will go to Galilee. When he is there, they will go and meet him. Now, in the book of Matthew 28, verse 16, it told us that Jesus met with his disciples at the Galilee. And because he told them that they should go there and meet there. Now, we went to 70, it said, on the mountain, the followers, the followers saw Jesus. They worshipped him, but some of the followers did not believe that it was really Jesus. That is what happened. When he was there on the mountain, the followers of Jesus, they saw him. Remember, there were 11 of them. But first there were 12, when we are counting Judas Iscariot. They were 12. Now it was, they were 11 in number. Because Jesus Christ died, he killed himself, because he realized that I sold Jesus to be killed. Now he felt sorry for himself, but it was too late. But it was something that was supposed to happen. It was something that he was supposed to do. That was his job, to betray Jesus. Now here, they were 11 in number, The Bible says when they were there in the mountain, they worshipped him. But as they were worshipping him, some of the followers, they did not believe that is Jesus, because they knew that they got the report that some people, they stole his body. Because that was the report that was given to them by the soldiers, because the leaders gave soldiers money so that they can do this story of saying he's not rising. Some people, they stole him, and they said you should see the disciple of Jesus stole him. But now when Jesus was there with them at the mountain, when they saw Jesus, some of the disciples, they bowed down to him, they worshipped him, because they knew that is the Lord. They believed what Jesus told them, but some of them, they did not believe. Some of them, they had worries. They couldn't believe that he is really Jesus who is there with them in a mountain. Now some of them, they had complaints because they couldn't believe. Whereas some of them, they worshipped him. Because when we go to Psalm 2 verse 12, it says, show that you are loyal to his son, or the Lord will be angry and destroy you. He is almost angry enough to do this, that now. But those who go to him for protection, he will bless them. Alright? Now, it's saying, so that the king will be pleased with your beauty, he will be your new husband, so you must honor him. Okay, here what I'm trying to say is, in the psalm it shows that we should honor the Lord and allow the Lord to be our husband. Now, where we read, the Bible says they worshipped him, but some of the disciples, they couldn't believe that he is really a Jesus. Now, we go to number 18. Number 18 is said, so he came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth is given to me. Okay, he came to them. After they finished bowing down to him, they bowed down to him. And after that, the Bible tells us that he came to them now. Remember, they when they arrived there, they couldn't speak to him. What they did first, they started just worshipping him, bowing down to him, and some, they couldn't believe. But after that, the Bible tells us Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth is given to me. That is what he said, that all authority in heaven and on earth is given to him. Now, there is no one who is having authority except the Lord, because the Lord is having authority. He is having authority of your life. He is able to do whatever that he can do with your life. So he is able to protect you. He is able to guide you. He is able to do whatever that he wants to do. That is why he told them that the authority in heaven and on earth is given to me. Now, when we go to Matthew chapter 11, 27, it said, my Father has given me everything. No one knows the Son, only the Father knows the Son. And no one knows the Father, only the Son knows the Father. And the only people who will know about the Father are those the Son chooses to tell. Alright, now, let's go to Matthew 16:28. As we continue, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Tonight we're talking about soul winning, the Great Commission. Now, I know that there are people who are giving excuses for them to do this Great Commission. We all have excuses that before I do it, I must first reach 50 years before I do the Great Commission. Before I do it, I must first have a two big truck, then I can do it. That is what people are saying. But we're going to understand as we continue. It is awesome. Now, let me just do this so that you can enjoy this song. Then after it, we're going to continue.
children, and we've gathered here today. Hear our cry, Lord, we need your mercy and we need your grace today. Yes, we do. Hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our sins, we pray. Hear our song as it rises to heaven. May your glory fill the earth as the waters come.
Yeah, he said, that when he says, our Father who art in heaven, that's a prayer that he is praying. That God remove everything that will stop me from doing this assignment. There's a prayer that you can also pray this prayer and say, Lord, remove me any obstacle. Remove me, remove in me something that will stop me from not doing your assignment. Remove everything that will stop me from listening to you of what I should do. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. It is awesome. The time is 14 past 8. 14 past 8. Wherever that you are, you may be driving, you may be sitting in your lodge, you may, wherever that you are, we are excited. We say to you, keep on listening to us. It is awesome. You're going to understand as we continue. Your heart will be restored, your soul will be restored, and you will learn a lot. Now we are continuing. Now we are going to verse number 19. Remember verse number 18, it told us, he said, the authority in heaven and on earth is given to me. He is the one who is having a final say. I have a problem when people, they said, so and so and so, he having a final say of my life. The only person who is having a final say of your life is God. If he says tomorrow you are dying, you die. You can't change it. But now, the problem is now, we believe in the report that we are told. People, they told you that you're not going to make it until next year. But they are not God. Whatever they say, they just say it. But whatever God says, it stands. Now, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring up the heart and soul of the people. Now, I want Pastor Pat to greet everybody as we continue. As we're talking about the issue of soul winning, we're going to talk much about this. I know that we are having some excuses of doing this thing. We have some reasons. A person will say, before now I start, I want a helicopter, and then I can be able to start with soul winning. But as we continue, you will understand what Jesus said. Jesus told them what they should do. He never gave them reasons. He just told them. He gave them the Great Commission. So Muruti, I greet you. I welcome you in our show.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much, Muruti Waka. I am so grateful for the invite to be part of the show tonight. And it's exciting. We are learning a lot about soul winning and who should be the soul winner and what it takes to be a soul winner as well. So I want to greet every listener that might be listening all over the world, wherever you are, in your home, in hospital, or wherever you basically may be, in prison or on the road. It doesn't matter where you may be. I just want to greet you in the most wonderful name, the name of Jesus Christ. And we appreciate the fact that you are listening. You are part of the show tonight, and it's going to be awesome. It is late already, and we give God the praise for such an opportunity to discuss such generally great matters of importance, the matters of soul winning.
Okay. Now, I thank you, Muruti. It is awesome. It is awesome, and I believe that God is going to help us. We are continuing. Now we're going to verse number 29. I mean verse number 19. Now we will read it, then we're going to talk much about it. And whoever who is listening, if you want to interact with us, or maybe you have a question that you want to ask, and then we will tell you so that you can understand what is happening and where we're going. Because I know that you may have some questions that how will I start? And then what does it take for me to do it? What if I do it but I don't see the result? That's what we are talking about tonight. Now, okay. So I hear that. Let me just take the caller here. Kokejo.
I'm the pastor, Peshawa Odua Aleman.
All right. Okay, we are continuing. Okay, thank you, Kokejo. All right. I thought the caller wanted to say something, but... Well, he said it is fine. Yeah, well, we continue. So, as I was saying that, now, we will learn a lot and understand what is happening. Remember, I told you that I am with, I am with Pastor Pet.
Yes, sir.
We are talking about what we call,
soul winning.
Soul winning.
Yes, sir.
And the importance of soul winning to the church.
Definitely.
You see, Murudi, I have a problem with a church that does not do a soul winning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, actually, according to what God said to us,
yes,
each and everyone must do soul winning.
Mm-hmm.
Not only a pastor or not only a certain people, each and everyone. Now, let me read verse number 9. Verse number 9, it's saying, verse number 19. So, go and make followers of all people in the world. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. That's what he said. It's after he told them that the power and authority on earth and on heaven is given to me.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
But now he's saying, go. So the reason why he told them to come to the Galilee mountain.
Yes.
He wanted to impart them so that they will be able to understand. He didn't want to do this where there are lots of people.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you do things, when you impart someone with where there are a lot of people, some they have an attitude that, yeah, I can't do it. Why can't he do it?
Yeah.
Now he took his 11 disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he did not have 11 disciples. He had lots of them.
Yeah.
But he chose 12 of them, 11 of them that he knew that they were traveling with me. They understand my ministry very well. Mm-hmm. They understand how I run things.
Yes.
Now he told them that you must go. Now he is commanding them. He's not requesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's not saying, I request. He said, I command you. You must go.
Yes.
And make followers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The followers who will follow Jesus.
Amen.
He didn't say go and make the followers who will follow me as a prophet.
Yes.
He said go and make the followers who will follow me, not you. We have a problem that people, they say, I'm making a followers who can follow me.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus told them, go and make a followers,
yes,
who will follow me.
I think you are touching a very vital nerve there, Murudwaka.
Yeah.
And I just want to greet the listeners one more time.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, wherever you are welcome, and we thank God for an invite to be part of the show tonight.
Okay.
To win souls for ourselves is a very dangerous thing to do,
mm-hmm,
but to win souls for Christ, because he's the one who died.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who died and rose again, and his church, or the church, belongs to him. It does not belong to us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have heaven.
Okay.
And we cannot die and rise again for the church.
Yeah.
But Christ did that. Therefore, he bought the church with his own life, with his own blood.
Mm-hmm.
So when we win souls for him. It's not about the number of followers that we should have. It's not about that. And again, it is not about our disciples, because we are human beings and we will die one day.
Yeah, we will
die. But the disciples belong to Christ. That's number one. Number two, it's very, very important to understand that, you know, if you read the book of Proverbs 11:30, it says, he who wins souls is wise.
Yes.
You know, it does not specify that you have to be a pastor first before you can win souls. Or you have to be an apostle, or you have to be, you know, an evangelist first. You know, if you read the book of John chapter 4, somewhere around verse 40, 41, 42, you come across the lady who was a Samaritan. She went down to have some water, you know, at the well. She was drawing water at the well, and she met Jesus. And she was not ordained a pastor. She was not ordained a priest. She was not a prophet. But she was made a disciple at the well. Now, she leaves the well. She was there to draw water. And she left the water there. And she runs back to her people to go and tell her people about Christ. To say, come. So she began to do an evangelical work. But she was not an evangelist. But she did an evangelical work. She did a wise thing. That is why the Bible says then in the book of Proverbs chapter 11, 13, it says, he, be it a he or a she. When I say he, I'm talking about the son of God. You know, the female son or the male son. He who wins souls is wise. And you don't need to wait until you have a big bucky before you can do that. So, she did not wait until she was ordained. You know, but she did a wise thing to tell people about Christ. And you know what she did? She used her testimony to testify about Christ. And she did that to win the people to Christ. And she did a wonderful thing. And we also are given the same commission to win people for Christ. Because that is the wisest thing to do. In other words, if we don't win people for Christ, that's the dumbest thing.
We can do. Meaning we are not wise. If we don't win. If we don't win souls. We are not wise.
We are not
so, wise. So now what I want to add, Murudon, what do you see? Now, you mentioned the Samaritan woman. Now, she had the message from God. Jesus.
That's right.
Now, she took it upon herself that I'm going to tell my family. Now, being a soul winner, you can start with your family. You don't need something big. I mean, you don't need the speakers to do that.
You don't need a 2000 tent.
I mean, you can start with one on one.
That's right.
All right? Because because now there he say, he told them, he commanded them that go and make a followers or disciples. Not in your name. Not for you. Now, as you touch an important part, Murugu, that we do things in order for that to benefit. If you can see now what is happening in the whole world, people, they do things so that they can benefit. Their churches is about their pastor. We're not saying that you, I mean, they must understand me. Because somebody's going to say no, meaning when we say, when we give honor to our pastor. No, I'm just saying that now it's no longer about God. It's about them.
It's about them and the number of people that can raise their hands. You know, so I really want to touch on this point as well. That you see, when you do soul winning, it's not necessarily about the number of people that will come forward. But it's about you doing the mandate. Sometimes nobody will come forward. But they will hear the word. And the word is the seed and is the good seed. Is the incorruptible seed. You know, so you plant the seed on the ground and you wait. So sometimes it can be one person, sometimes it can be 10 people, sometimes it will be 100 people, but it should not be about the number of people. So if there's less number of people, you should not be discouraged, but you must keep on doing that which the Lord has told you to do. Because the Bible says there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. You know, it doesn't have to be 10 people. It doesn't have to be 100 people or 1,000 people. So it's not about how many people you've been graced with. It's not about how many, because sometimes we end up manipulating people to raise their hands so that people would look at us and say, oh, wow, 100 people in one service. Wow.
You know, Murud, I don't know. I read somewhere.
Yeah.
I read somewhere. There was this pastor. I read somewhere. I think this pastor is from America. He's from America. In one of his vision, he said, by 2025,
okay,
by 2025 in America,
You
want to win 10 million souls.
That's about 7 years from now.
7 years from now.
Yeah.
He said 2025. I'm not sure between 2025 or 2022, yeah, but roughly there.
Yeah.
Now, I somehow started to ask myself, if I put a target,
yeah,
it seems that I'm the one who's going to save them.
Yeah.
I mean, if I say I want to win 10 million souls in 2020.
Sure.
Or maybe in 2025.
But who gives you that target?
Who gives you that target?
Is it God?
That's what I'm saying.
Now, if we go back to the book of Genesis, I believe it's chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we find a man there that is called Noah. And the Bible says he was a righteous man.
Mm-hmm.
And he preached. That's what the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
Mm-hmm.
He preached. And he did not put a target. And he preached for tens of years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not about the target of people. And I don't believe that God will give you a target. What if you reach your target?
Mm-hmm.
Now what? You've retired from being a soul winner?
Then what? So you see, Murid, I wanted us to look in Evangelist Bonge.
Okay.
Ne?
Great man.
Now, for him to be where he is,
mm-hmm,
ne? For him to be able to win
millions of souls,
he never started by million souls.
Mm.
He went to Lesotho.
Yeah.
Now he was driving a bicycle there. He never said, I want to have 4 trucks before I can reach souls.
Yeah.
Now he started with what we have.
Yes.
Now God started to raise the standard.
Mm-hmm.
Now what I want to say is, it doesn't matter what you have.
Mm-hmm.
The important thing is to respond,
yes,
to the call of God.
That's right.
Because I somehow would have a problem that we somehow misinterpret the principle that Jesus gave us.
You see, Muruti, if you read the book of Zechariah chapter 4,
mm-hmm,
I believe it's verse 10.
Yeah.
It talks about the day of small beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not right to start big because you'll be overwhelmed.
Mm.
But it's good to start small because, okay, the journey of 1,000 miles,
mm,
it starts with little small steps.
Yeah.
You know, even the child that runs a marathon today, or even, you know, Usain Bolt and all these great athletes, to start walking, they started with little steps, and sometimes they would fall and rise up again.
Mm.
You know, so it's very important, start small and accumulate, start small and continue to, you know, to make your circle bigger, if I could put it that way. You know, so it's very important that you don't undermine the day of small beginning. What is the day of small beginning for soul winning?
Mm-hmm.
A day of small beginning is when you start with just the laptop or maybe the phone and you are playing with one speaker.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's about visiting your neighbor and telling your neighbor about Jesus. Sometimes it's about talking to your colleague, your office colleague at work.
Mm.
Sometimes it's simply about talking to somebody who has backslidden, to go and visit that person and say, come back to Christ. You know, those are little steps. And as you grow in evangelism, then you can start making more bigger crusades, and they become bigger and bigger and bigger as you go along. But you need to start where you are. That is why God said to Moses, what is it that you have in your hand?
Yeah.
So, what you already have, if you can speak, if you can testify, if you can quote one verse, you have enough to start soul winning. And the one who does soul winning, the Bible says, is wise.
He's wise. Okay. Now, I understand. Now, there are 3 things that the Bible tells us that we go there, we make disciples.
Yeah.
And we baptize them with water.
Yes.
Ne? We baptize them with, yes, water, ne?
Mm-hmm.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
But now, what if a person is doing a soul winning,
yeah,
preaching to the people,
mm-hmm,
but there's no baptism?
Hey.
What, I mean, like, I somehow ask myself, if there are, I know that even now we speak, there are some Christians, ne? Some Christians.
Yeah.
Or can we say what? Because somebody is going to say, what can we say, Murut? How can we say? Because somebody is going to say, or can we say fake Christians or what? Because somebody is going to say, okay, let's put it the way it is.
Okay, maybe we could just say Christians which are not baptized.
Alright, yeah, let's put that way. There are some Christians who are not baptized.
Yes.
But you found that the person is maybe...
Functional,
he's having almost 5 years.
Yeah.
Now I ask myself, why is he afraid of being baptized? For 5 years.
Yeah.
Why is he afraid of being baptized? Or is it the problem of the pastor who does not baptize people? Or is it the problem of the person himself feeling that I don't want to be baptized?
Well, it's one of two things. Number one, it can be the person who preached to you, mm-hmm. the person who fathered you in the Lord. That person may carry the doctrine that says, well, I don't need to baptize people. That was only done by the Jews back then about, mm-hmm. 2018 years ago. So I don't need to practice that type of doctrine anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, there are pastors which do that. And then the person who was born again under the administration of that pastor mm-hmm. becomes the victim of this system. Because he is taught that it's not necessary for you to be baptized. As long as you accept, you declare with your mouth, and you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, then you are safe. You don't need to touch water. You know. So there are those which carry that doctrine, and they omit the verse that we have just read. Mm. The verse that says, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You know, so it can be one of those things. There are other people as well, which personally, not the pastor, them, which feel like, well, I'm the 21st century type of a Christian, so I don't see a reason for me to be baptized in water. Because I don't see a reason, therefore I'm not going to be baptized in water. So sometimes it's not really about seeing a reason, but it's about obedience. If Jesus says you must do a thing, then you must do that thing. Whether you understand what it means or you don't understand, but what matters the most is obedience.
Alright, so now, okay. Now, in that case, Murut, in that case,
yeah,
you find that out of, because I have noticed, I'm not saying it is wrong to have a big church. I'm not saying that.
Alright.
Jesus or God wants the multiplication.
Yes.
Ne? He wants the church to be filled.
Yes.
But now, I have noticed that most of these churches, most of them,
mm-hmm.
especially in the whole continent.
Yeah.
You find that it's a big church, but they are not baptized.
Oh.
Like the church is full with a number. Mm-hmm. They are there.
Yeah.
But they are not baptized.
You see, there are different... let me put it this way. There's a difference between followers
mm-hmm.
and disciples.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, disciples have been preached to.
Yeah.
And they have been baptized.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been taught the ways of God.
Mm-hmm.
And they follow the word of God. Those are disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've got followers. Followers are just simply people that want and they enjoy the benefits of God, but they don't enjoy Him. They only enjoy what He has.
Yeah.
You know. So the number of people, then they just become something to brag about.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. where the genuine people are only few in the church, whilst the church is filled with number of millions, mm-hmm. perhaps, or number of thousands of people. Now, there's nothing wrong about having a big church.
Okay.
But there's something wrong if you manipulate people to come to the church so that you can brag about it. You know, then you end up with a number of people in the church that when the trumpet sounds,
mm-hmm.
even though they are in a church and they attend the church every Sunday, but when the trumpet sounds, you'll find them being left behind. So that's one of the great challenges that we have, especially in the continent of Africa.
So, okay. Now, Murut, like, how can we solve this issue? Like... To the pastors or to senior pastors. I can remember, I don't know, Maruti, like I somehow have a problem. I don't know.
Yeah.
With the issue of the senior pastor and junior pastor. Where is that comes from actually? So I'm not out of line, but I just remembered it as I wanted to talk about this thing of where is this thing of senior pastor and he said, okay, we have junior pastor, senior pastor. right?
Well, there's what I refer to as superiority conflicts, superiority complex. Sorry. Mm. In other words, I don't want to be equated to my sons. Mm. Or the people that I have given birth in the Lord, so to say. Therefore, I call myself with a title that will distinguish me as bigger and better and older and more mature in the Lord. You know, instead of saying brother, because we are co-heirs of the kingdom. That's what the Bible says. It says, as many as have believed, that's what John chapter 1 verse 12 says. It says, as many as have believed, they have been given the privilege to be called the sons of God. So in other words, we are brothers in the Lord. You know, so, but sometimes the pride of the flesh, it takes over sometimes. And you cannot just say fellow pastor. You know, you want to degrade the person, or you want the person to feel inferior or to feel smaller, and you want to feel bigger. And that difference is not really needed in the church, because we are brothers in the Lord and we are sisters in the Lord.
Okay. So the reason why I was saying that, what should we do to the pastors or senior pastors whom in their church there is no baptism? Like you find that there is no baptism taking place.
You know what? I think sometimes we misunderstand the Great Commission. You know, I believe that the message of the Great Commission that is in Matthew chapter 28 is the message that is half preached. I'm going to tell you why I say that. You see, the Great Commission is like a pot with three legs.
Yeah.
Leg number one is the leg of going out there and preaching the gospel upon all nations. In other words, making disciples. Okay. Now, there are three things that happen when you make disciples. Number one, you go out there, you evangelize. But just because you have evangelized and people have accepted Jesus Christ, it does not mean the circle has been closed.
Yeah.
There's another step to that. Now, especially for people such as By the Grace, or organizations such as By the Grace and Back to God Movement and many other evangelical organizations, they go out there, they preach. And after they have converts, you know, those converts must be taken to the churches and they must be taught the ways of God and they must be given an opportunity of baptism. That's the second thing, the second leg. So the first phase is the phase of evangelism. Now, there you create converts. Not disciples yet, but converts. Okay. Now that they are converted, now you absorb them in the church, and in the church you teach them about the issues, the need for them to be baptized. Number two, you baptize them. That's what the Bible says. That you must go out unto all nations and make disciples. Baptize them. Now, baptism is about the separation. It's about dying to self and rising with Christ. That is why he says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Because he's one person in three. So we don't baptize them three times. We baptize them once.
So I wanted to come to that part that I realized that there are people who are baptizing you three times. They said, in the name of the Father, they put you in order.
For sure.
To come out. Yeah. In the name of the Son.
For sure.
In the name of the Holy Spirit.
For sure.
And then it is done. So, how? So it's confusion.
It's confusion. Look, the Bible says, in the name. There is only one name that has been given unto men that men would be saved. The name Jesus. And Jesus, let me tell you this. Christ is the Son. And there's the Father, there's the Son, and there's Holy Spirit. The Son is God. The Father is God. Holy Spirit is God. So we baptize in the name of God.
Yeah.
God who? God the Father.
Yeah.
God the Son. God, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Not three gods.
Okay.
So in other words, Christianity is not a polytheistic religion. But it is a unitheistic religion. We serve God, and he's God the Father, God the Son, God Holy Spirit. So as I said, number one, you evangelize. Number two, you baptize, and you understand the right baptism. Then number three, you teach.
Okay, Ruth. Okay. To our listener, we are by the greatest radio station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. I think it's very important to open the line for everyone who want to comment, who want to say something about this part of soul winning, because I realized that people they don't understand soul winning. Some people soul winning, they think is to connect the speakers and start preaching. Some people they think soul winning is when I am invited to come and preach wearing the Kigen Boboza. I mean that's how people they think that is that way.
No, they invite me. That is just being a guest.
Yeah, they invite me. I go there. I wear a Kikem Baboza. I go and buy an expensive suit. I go there. Then I preach. And then I come. I post on Facebook that I saw a soul winning one. I mean, don't interpret me, people, because some...
look, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with wearing good.
Yeah.
You know, we're not trying to say you should wear rags.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with wearing good. But what we are trying to say is that that should not be the center,
yes,
of your soul winning.
Yeah.
You know, that you always wait for an invite, mm-hmm, and then you wear good and then you start speaking in rhymes,
yes,
and yes, you know.
I go with my ushers.
Yes.
And
ushers for who, by the way? Ushers, no, for you? Yeah. Are you afraid that you'll fall?
So I think we somehow thinking that is a soul winning. And but here we are told that we should go and make disciples.
Yes.
And it continued that we should go the whole world. But yeah. I someone would have a problem. I don't know. Maybe it's my mind or something. Like, there is a person. Every crusade, Kappa, every soul winning,
all right,
is always coming to Rubberidge.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. His crusade are always in Rubberidge.
Okay. One place.
One place.
And the Bible says, go unto all nations.
All nations.
Okay.
Yeah. So every person, every time in Rubberidge. Soul winning Rubberidge.
Yeah.
So are we saying that, does it mean that God told him that all the assignments that he's doing or soul winning should be in Rubberidge?
In one place.
One place.
The Bible says, Jesus, when he started preaching the message, repent, for the kingdom of God has come. The Bible says he went to towns and villages and cities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes other people mm-hmm, have got a tendency of only going where there's more people.
Okay.
Because they are concerned about what? The numbers. Mm-hmm. Be it financial numbers, be it soul numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the people don't want to go to rural areas because they say, hape ahuna.
I mean you the thing is, you remind me, you know, in the rural areas, mm-hmm, urban age.
Yeah.
Ne? Mm-hmm. I just to give an example with the assignments, that always our assignments, they are somehow in rural areas.
Yeah.
I think maybe the ones that we have in town, I don't know. I think,
yeah,
it was
about 70% of our outreaches.
Yeah,
yeah,
they are
in rural areas.
Rural.
Yeah.
Where when a person is offered, you can be there the whole week. When you check, they only offered 500.
Yeah.
Or maybe 200.
Yeah.
Now 200 is not gonna even pour the petrol.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is, if you do these things for money,
yeah,
you will be in a problem.
Yeah, because soul winning is no business.
Because it's tough. It's tough there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how can we help those who are saying that before I start, I want a Mercedes-Benz?
Yeah, so that when I come in, mm-hmm, yeah, people should see that I'm a man of God.
Yeah.
I'm a man of God.
Yeah.
Yeah, and God has blessed me mightily so that my car would even preach for them. You know, without me opening the mouth.
Where is the evangelist Messi?
That's a wonderful woman of God. She's,
yeah, so
she's a comedian as well.
So yeah, I'm saying, how can we help those people who are saying that I'm gonna win 220 million souls in 3 years.
Look, don't I'm just going to say this straight forth. Don't set a target.
Mm.
And I want to tell you this. In the Bible, from the book of Genesis, all the way, 66 books, all the way until Revelations, there is no preacher, there is no prophet, there is no evangelist that was ever given a target. None. So, where do you take it from that you set up a target? You know, if only I can, I want 100 people per service. Who told you that? You know, because we preach the gospel and God does the work. It's not us. We plant. Somebody else comes and waters. But it is God who makes it to grow. So we must not set a target. We must not count the chicks before the eggs they hatch. We don't do that. We just preach the gospel. We continue to do what the mandate says. We don't set targets.
So okay. Now, you see, Murudu, you remind me. I think they are those people, if he goes somewhere and preach,
or
maybe
right.
he pitch a tent somewhere,
yeah.
he preach, nobody raise their hands, and then nobody raise their hands. Now, according to that person, he think that, no, I didn't preach, why? I preached, nobody's raising a hand. And sometimes, I think some of them, they end up being calling the whole congregation.
Yeah, to come forth.
And then when they come forth, and then I take the video, the pictures. Then I put it, I said,
hey, fire.
Fire.
Yeah.
And then,
and the comments, they come in, but hey, powerful.
Yeah, 400.
The whole church.
Souls were won.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the country, it was those people who were born again.
Yeah, if you know, you end up calling an altar call that says, if you want God to upgrade you, if you want God to give you barking merokongotolabo promotion. So if you want God to promote you, you're tired of the car you're driving, you're tired of the house you're living in, it's smaller, raise your hand, come. And obviously the whole church is going to come. And then you take pictures and you say, those are the people who repented. No. Don't be discouraged when one person raises the hand.
Yeah.
And don't be discouraged when nobody raises the hand at all, because you have planted the seed. You know. So sometimes you can inspire a person to be an evangelist as well. And that person will go and win 1,000 souls. Whilst you are the one. Wamufa the courage to go and do the work of ministry. So never be discouraged when you preached and you poured the heart of God out and you felt, you know what, something has left me. I preached powerfully and nobody comes in to say, I receive the Lord tonight as my Lord and personal Savior. Don't ever feel discouraged. As long as you have preached, you have done right.
You know, Murudi, I like the slogan for this ministry called by the Grace Ministry.
Yeah.
Their slogan is just for a soul.
Just for a soul.
You know, they are not afraid or to go somewhere. As long as God said they should go.
Yeah.
Go in there for one soul.
Yeah.
I mean, spending lots of rents for just for one soul.
Just for one soul.
So but now as we continue here, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I think we should take calls before we wrap up our show. The time is 8:51, 9 minutes to nine. It is awesome, a beautiful Thursday.
Amen.
When we're growing up with that mentality. It's a day, and I'll talk to you.
Story for another day. Yeah.
So, okay, let's go to verse number 20. Teach them to obey everything that I have told you to do. You can be sure that I will be with you always. I will continue with you until the end of the time. Now, it said, teach them to obey everything that I have told you.
Yeah.
But we have a problem that nowadays the preachers, they no longer teach them to obey what we are taught.
Yeah.
We teach them what Prophet so and so said so.
Yeah.
We no longer teach them what Lord taught, Jesus taught us.
Yeah.
We are teaching them of something that Prophet said so.
Yeah. What the Baba has
Papa
said.
Said so.
Or the Mama.
The Mama. I think that the Mama is coming. Yeah, I think he's gonna
the
Sisi.
Or the Buti. Mm. Look, it's very, very important. You don't just give birth to a child and then think that child is going to grow.
Yeah.
After the evangelist has come in the area and has preached powerfully and the people have accepted Jesus Christ, now the souls must be handed over to a relevant people, be it a church or an organization or whomsoever is the person that can take them to the second step. Evangelism, where people are becoming converts, that's only the first step. After that, the second step is the step of finding the church, finding fellowship, and fellowshipping with other people, and being baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
After that, now you must teach them about how to obey the ways of God.
Okay.
That is where God says to Joshua, you must make sure that this word of the Lord, this law does not depart from your mouth. You meditate upon it day and night. It doesn't leave you. Now, you are teaching the people about the principles of God. Now, that job must be done by that local church where the converts have been handed over, so that the people will not just remain converts, but will become disciples.
Okay. Okay, Maruti. Now, there's a question. On a soul winning.
All right.
Which one is right, that being invited to come and preach a tent or going to come and preach a tent? Which one is a principle that in the Matthew talks about? Remember, they are those who somebody just preach a tent.
Yeah.
They call you to come and do it.
Yeah.
Or you go. So which one is it's a principle, that great commission that we are told about here?
Well, when you read the book of Matthew chapter 28, Marutiwaka, the Bible did not say, pray and wait for an invite.
Okay.
If they invite you, good, go and pitch the tent.
Okay.
That's not what the Lord said. The Lord said, you don't wait for no invite. If you don't get any invite, go. Pack up your bags and go. To preach the gospel upon all nations. You know, go to the places that you know and the places you don't even know. To the people you know, to the people you've never even seen in your whole life.
But
go and preach the gospel. Don't wait for an invite to come.
But okay, I just go. I don't know anybody. Where I'm going to sleep? Where, what I'm going to eat? I mean, what first thing? What am I going to eat?
Yeah.
Second thing, what am I going to wear?
Yes.
Third thing, where am I going to sleep?
Yes.
I go, but okay. Where will I gonna sleep? Who's gonna provide me food? Who's gonna provide me food as I go there?
Now, the Bible says, do not worry about what you're gonna eat, about what you're gonna wear, and most likely about where you're going to sleep, because the one who called you is faithful. Now, when you go, introduce yourself to where you are going. And God will provide people that will provide for you shelter, that will provide for you food. You remember the story of the man of God that was traveling, going to preach, and there was a lady that did not have a son. And she would see this man of God, and one day she built the room upstairs, putting the bed and the table there, so that the man of God would rest his head there. And obviously, she would also obviously provide some hospitality for her. So in other words, that man of God got a provision from the Lord. Look, if God could make the birds to provide for Isaiah, how much more for us? God will always provide. You see, we don't need to worry about a lot of things. He says, don't worry about what you're going to eat and all those type of things.
Yeah.
Just do what I told you to do and I will provide.
Okay. So I think we are left with This topic is big. So, but God will help us. We will touch it some other day. So we left with 3 minutes. So with these 3 minutes, Maruti, I officially the countdown. It's over.
It's over.
Someday said the waiting is over.
Yes.
We've been waiting for almost 3 months.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, or 2 months.
2 months.
Because the last assignments that we had was in July.
Somewhere around there.
Somewhere in July.
Yeah, but nevertheless, we've been preaching ever since.
Yeah, we've been. I'm saying we've been preaching ever since.
Yes.
All over the world.
Yeah.
And we are excited for that. But yeah. I'm saying, like, the waiting is over.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, we sabangena. I had evangelist. Messiril. Messiril.
Yeah.
Saying that Kuzova lead.
Yeah.
So let's just call her and hear what she was saying with this few seconds that is left. Let's hope she will answer the phone. Let's hope she's answered the phone.
Amen.
And let's hear what she, even though she's around in the studio, but she's far.
Yeah.
Let's just get her.
In my father's house. A money mansion.
Hello.
Kuzova lead. We want you to. You said something. You said what? You said what will happen tomorrow night? Kuzova lead. What? You said what?
Kuzova lead. It's a shame of vosho.
Hey, even no vosho. Ne. So Murut, let's see what she said, and then we are signing off, and we.
I am back. So. Please do join us tomorrow, Tembali Tele Nesha. We are coming. We'll be dancing the get downs. I won't say the vocals because that by reject. So we're just going to do the get downs. And then, yeah, we're going to be dancing for the Lord. So you got to join us and come and hear the word of God. God has something for you.
All right. Thank you very much. Muruti, last words as I... Must we give Kokojo to do some joke? His joke, one joke that he always had, because he told me that he's being a joke. I don't know what joke was that. What?
Okay. Thank you so very much, man of God. It's been a wonderful show, and I believe that we have learnt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
About soul winning. You know, there are people which have been listening which thought that soul winning is only for the evangelists,
mm-hmm.
or for Mr. So and so, or you need to have a good car first.
Yeah.
Or a good tent.
Yeah, good tent, yeah.
You know, but we've learned a lot, and I just want to say to the soul winners all over the world, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, I believe it's Isaiah chapter 3, it says, tell the righteous, it shall be well with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one day we shall receive the crown of honor.
Yeah.
For doing the work of ministry and being faithful, just as Noah was faithful. The Bible says it was counted unto him favor. It was counted unto him as grace.
Mm.
So I want to say, keep on winning souls. Keep on preaching the gospel. Keep on telling people about Jesus. When you are doing that, you are doing right. There is a crown for that. uJehova simkhonzayo akawadla amandla omuntu. UJehova simkhonzayo uthembekile njalo. And with these words I just want to say, continue being faithful to the Lord, trust in the Lord, wait upon him. The Bible says those who wait upon him, they shall not be put to shame. So with these words I want to say, we love you so very much. Connect with us where you might need direction, where you might need to be encouraged, where you might need some few questions answered. Connect with us. We are always available to talk to you. And as we say good night, I say God loves you.
Yeah, so tomorrow night, by the Grace Ministry and by the Grace Radio, it will be in Indonesia. Now, by the Grace Radio will be there broadcasting live. I mean, if you feel you don't want to come, just do a favor, just tune in. I mean, wherever you find that you are far from Indonesia, I mean, important thing that you can do is to just tune in and just listen. And it's going to be awesome. But I believe that God will help us. Amen. Tomorrow night is going to be late. Kogojo Mukanzi, it's... What he will be doing? Kogojo Mukanzi, he's told me that he's still birthdaying, but... Yeah, well... it's going to be awesome there. And we are excited and very happy. Now it's gonna be awesome. So Muruti, I think I yesterday I told Samuel that I'm gonna sing that song tomorrow. Not today, but tomorrow. I have been doing some lyrics.
Yeah.
And lyrics and lyrics and lyrics is gonna be awesome. And we are saying bye bye. But before we go, let's just play this advert you'll hear and then we will go uptight. By the grace ministry, soul winning campaign. Go and tell him. People of Lenasia in Gauteng, Tembalete, Texrek, we are coming for you for soul winning on the 21st of September to 23rd of September 2018. Whatever it takes for a soul. Searching for a soul. Go and tell John that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard are clean, the thief hear. We are coming there in Lenasia to tell you that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard are clean, the thief hear. Only by the name of Jesus. There is no one who can heal you. It is only Jesus, just for a soul. Join us there. Join us there, together with By the Grace Band, together with By the Grace Worship Team, and our upcoming guest artist, Silaelo, will be joining us. It's going to be awesome. And By the Grace Radio, it will be with us there. They will be broadcasting the service live from there. You are welcome to join us for soul winning. The number that you can call is 083-800-9814.